Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. Be back tomorrow and Friday as well, as Joe gets some time off to rest up for the tennis competition coming up. I think hopefully next week we'll see.
You think he's training up? You think he's?
I do. I think he's hitting the courts today. Do you think he's got a tennis instructor?
I feel like Joe is very dedicated to this, so maybe.
History would tell us yes.
He might. I mean, he brought a golf coach, a baseball coach.
But that's the thing. Like, history suggests he does not prepare for, like, quiz things. Like, you know, beat the hammer type thing.
That's hard to prepare for,
He says
for,
he doesn't, but...
He says he doesn't. This feels different. This feels like he's willing to pull out all the stops, secret... And not so secret, you know, like, so behind closed doors, I do wonder how committed he is to this idea of getting into better shape. You know, like I look at him, he does look like physically like he's fitter than he was.
Does he?
A few months ago.
Devin seems unconvinced.
You don't think so?
Just the tone of the way he said that.
I don't know.
It wasn't very
convincing. That was a troubling response.
Does he?
I haven't noticed.
You sound like you doubt.
Rhea?
The fitness.
I'm not helping you out on this one.
Devin wants to be bailed out. 215-592-9494.
Glad nobody asked me.
We'll get back to the phones in 1 second, but do want to let you hear this real quick. The Pivot Podcast, Ryan Clark, yesterday, they had C.J. Gardner-Johnson on as a guest. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who apparently just, you know, has felt the need to talk all offseason, continued to talk about the Eagles letting him go. Here's what CJ had to say about why the Eagles decided to part ways.
A Houston Texan and not a Philadelphia Eagle.
Scared of a competitor.
You said they're scared of a competitor?
Yeah. Simple as that.
What you mean?
You can't program a dog. Certain dogs, you can't say be a dog and then it's time to go out there. Hey, we need you. Let's look at the Washington Commanders game. I got kicked out. I was nowhere near the play. Nowhere near the play. Everybody was fed up with me. And I'm like, if you go back to that play, I celebrated with Reed Blankenship. And I'm getting cursed from head to toe on the sideline and looked at Vic even get on me. I'm like, what did I do? So, you know, people in the box, they call down and they're trying to figure out why am I getting kicked? They was trying to reverse the call. Because guys come off the sideline. Dude, if you watch that game, the game was already heavily. That's what sparked it. Then we had like a little scrum between at practice. Nothing. It's just offense versus defense. But who's the culprit of it? Me, I guess, because I guess we're competing. When you're telling the period is live, you're telling us not to compete during a live period, but it's a live period. We're competing to get ready for a playoff game. All right, cool. Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. I guess something happened at practice in the lead up to the playoffs with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And I know people are upset. Some fans are upset the Eagles parted ways. I mean, I think this was a good move. Like, the more I hear C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we'll see. I think he was overrated on the field anyway.
But they seem to know what works in the locker room character-wise. Michael, a couple of years ago, who our rush end coming off the edge.
Hassan Reddick?
Michael Bennett?
Michael Bennett.
Oh, God.
One year, was not fitting in terms of just fitting in.
Yeah.
Not the right chemistry. Chemistry matters, and they clearly valued the pop. They valued the what he brings in terms of the edge, and put up with the chemistry part. Now they're ready to return to like let's keep it status quo and normal and low key, and it's hard to hang. It's hard to handle the edge type guys. Edge meaning edgy. CJGJ was edgy. CJGJ was difficult to rein in and, you know, control the outbursts at times. And that's tough on a team. That's tough on a locker room. That's tough on the leaders for any team. So it wears thin, and you can see that it wore thin for the Eagles two times.
Yeah, no, without
when
a doubt.
When he got ejected, John, in the Commanders game, what I seem to remember is the second one didn't involve any. Wasn't it just jawing?
Yeah, like, I thought and we, so. Yeah,
that was a weird ejection. Said. That yeah, was a weird ejection.
And we're like,
the words.
But I mean, you know, you're on the playing field. Like, you know, I think an official has to grow up and realize that stuff's going to be said. Because I just remember it was, because that game turned. I mean, it turned after Jalen went out, obviously. But I think it really helped Washington after CJ got tossed.
Without question.
Imagine what he could have said.
Right.
That
and I think the CJ GJ thing, maybe this is something we can delve into a little more tomorrow about how much the Eagles are going to miss him or not. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting for him to still. He said he doesn't hold any ill will. It still sounds like he does.
And
more
I'm,
towards the front office.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated about the dust up in practice. I mean, that's unusual. And when that happens, dust ups in practice, it's because, just like he's talking about, they say they want us to go full speed. They say they want it to be tackle in practice. We're tackling.
To an extent.
I'm going full speed. The offensive guy's saying, whoa, 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 stop being a practice All-American.
Right.
That's the give and take all the time. When you got the crazy defender, crazy in a good way, defender, I'm positive Nolan Smith is an offender similarly to CJ GJ in practice going too hard. I would bet that because of the way you see him play, that's the type of guy you need. That's the type of guy you want on your team.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes it's just really tough to keep it reined in.
Yeah.
Especially in practice. But
yes.
If they tell you live, then you're just, you're a full go.
Yeah. And it's interesting.
They don't have the subtleties. They
right.
don't have
There's
the
not a switch
to
going
turn
right,
it off
part off.
Right.
Way.
And it's going to be interesting to see how that kind of plays out with the Eagles this year and whether they do miss that edge. Let's go back to phones. Let's go to Sean in Newark. What's going on, Sean?
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Sean.
I'd like to ask one quick question, especially to Devin. Would you rank Josh Allen ahead of Jalen Hurts?
I think Josh Allen's a really good quarterback. So I'd probably rank him a little bit ahead of Jalen Hurts.
All right. Now, why would you do that when Jalen Hurts is the kind of quarterback that takes you to two Super Bowls and wins one, and Josh Allen's the kind of guy that throws up and then goes out and loses the Super Bowl? You know, he's famous for throwing up before big games, and he says it actually makes him play better.
A lot of people are known for throwing up.
Yeah, I think Lane Johnson does the same thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. But my point is...
There's a difference between throwing up in the bathroom before you go out in the game and throwing up on the field.
Oh, yeah, and what was that difference? That he then led the team down the field for the touchdown that they needed him to do? Why do we leave that part out?
I rip Josh Allen all the time, okay? But all I'm saying is... A guy like the sports landscape is littered with guys who say they throw up in the bathroom before they go out.
No, you tried to make it like Josh did it responsibly before the game. Whereas,
not, what?
I guess with
yes,
Donovan,
it's a responsible
it
throw
game,
up. That's
like
exactly
said, he led the
no.
Team down
plenty
the field
of
for a
people,
touchdown.
Plenty of players have thrown up in bathrooms before games.
Right, but why don't you mention the fact that Donovan?
Well, because we get what you're saying. Donovan McNabb's was a very public, and I agree that maybe it might be blown out of proportion and it wasn't as big of a deal. It unfortunately happened in a big moment in a game that they lost, so it's referred to and thought of when we think of Donovan McNabb and his legacy unfairly. Like, I do agree with that. I just think that Jalen Hurts has accomplished more in a shorter amount of time already in his time in Philadelphia, and that's why Jalen Hurts made my list and Donovan McNabb didn't.
Sean, what do you have for who or what is funny?
This list is funny if you're going to say Josh Allen is ranked ahead of Jalen Hurts when he has the same accomplishments that Donovan McNabb had. You're going to leave out Donovan, let him down the field for a touchdown.
Well, I hear
so you're
you, Sean.
And making him out to be like he choked when actually he succeeded.
Appreciate the call, Sean. I mean,
I'm not sure who he was defending in that.
I think
Me
he was
neither.
Defending Donovan.
Okay.
I think he was defending Donovan. I'm pretty
so now
sure.
Donovan McNabb and Josh Allen are the same.
Well, the lists are different. Obviously, I think he's talking about the quarterback list, but then I think I don't know what list he was talking
really
about.
I think he was defending McNabb,
but
which is fine.
I think he was merging lists together.
I'll agree with Sean in this respect. Yeah. Way too much is made of the throwing up thing. I think way too much is made.
No, he's not wrong about that. No, yeah. He's not wrong about that.
You don't agree? Or you do agree?
No, it was properly amount was made of the fact that he threw up in the Super Bowl. Well, I disagree with you.
Okay, fair enough.
I think I've read and heard too many stories of players who do it before games. Doing it on the field to play is something that was unusual enough that we still talk about it 20 years later.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. I don't know. I don't think in the end it's that big a deal, but I guess we can agree to disagree on that one. But without further ado, it's time to do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile.
You can always tell when John Ritchie's wrong. He starts telling other people they're being deceived and they're being lied to and they're being manipulated. The bottom line is, John, it has nothing to do with what you think about Joe as an athlete or non-athlete. It has to do with supporting your teammates.
Did you guys hear a bunch of stuff?
I think that was us.
Yeah.
In the background.
Man, I couldn't make out everything he was
saying. Well, I think he was ripping you. I think he was ripping you.
Oh, like
I was able to gather that.
You were in the background of his voicemail.
Right. Like our show, I think, was in the background.
Yeah.
But I think he was ripping you, John. So your response.
I don't think the team concept applies when Joe is competing because he thinks he's a better athlete than Jack. It's more of a one-on-one competition here.
Okay, next one.
Come on, we all know it's funny. They've been funny ever since we were kids, and they are funny as adults. Sports are funny. Time's yours.
I guess he's right.
Yeah. Guess he's right. There you go. Let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
That's Time's Yours, 215-238-4500. That is how you get in on Time's Yours. We'll do it at 9:45 once again tomorrow and see. Have I gotten any closer to spurring you on to supporting Joe today? Like, what's the problem? We'll take a daily progress report at the end of the show. Where are we at for today?
Do you feel like, there's been a lightening of the air? I don't know. Like, do you feel like you've...
No, I don't feel like I've made any progress.
I'm asking you. I think it's going to be really tough to make a dent here. I feel so strongly that Joe is just crazy. I think he's crazy for thinking he's better at sports than a guy 16 years his junior. And that's why they're competing now. I am troubled by... them getting after Jimmy. That was
wrong, man. Jimmy's your guy.
Coming after Rhea, it's
oh, that's
rough.
Okay for going after me because I do.
Rhea's got thick skin. Yeah,
yeah, but I've been supporting them. But you know, they were mocking Seltzer.
Yeah,
it was. That was a little much.
I would call it distasteful.
Maybe, yes. But it's still. It doesn't feel like it's all in good fun to some degree. I mean, we've all overstepped. At times in competitive situations, I think that's what we witnessed.
Just think, like, before the end of this thing, you're going to need to choose us, like, legitimately choose a side.
Jack.
Well, I know, but
I have chosen Jack.
But you're going to have to choose it.
Win because he is the better athlete.
But this is morphed into show versus show. And that's where you find yourself, I think, at a dilemma.
Mm-hmm. In your mind.
Oh, wait, in my mind, yeah.
The dilemma.
Maybe it's not
dilemma
a dilemma
exists
for you. Yeah.
That was a great answer.
I don't feel troubled by this.
So, I just thought you might feel a little obligation to support the show and what you are a part of.
No, look, I'm
been
all
a part
about,
of for a while.
I'm all about team. I am all about, working together, pulling the same rope in the same direction. I don't know that that's what this is. I think this is Joe versus Jack, and everyone is free to choose who they want to.
But that's not what the afternoon
for.
Show
right.
has turned it into.
Yeah.
They've turned it into show versus show.
Yeah. So, but me, I would say it's a dilemma, but you say it's not a dilemma. So There you go. I think you're well staked into your side. I'll give it another shot tomorrow. You sleep on it. See how you feel tomorrow.
All right.
Final read on our Twitter poll question of the day.
I am going to sleep on it. For sure.
Final read on our Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Two questions today. John, where do you come down on this one? Would you be in favor of the Home Run Derby replacing extra innings in regular season baseball games?
I know I would. Yeah. I'm into it.
What's the guess?
Man, I don't know. Traditionalists, how do they feel? Kyle Schwarber being the guy who won it for the NL last night, does that help this vote? I'm going to say it's close to 50-50. I'm going to say 55% say yes.
73% say no.
Oh,
and then who is the best quarterback for the Eagles this century? Donovan McNabb, Jalen Hurts. How do you think that one broke down?
Close to 50-50, maybe? The old head versus the young head?
83% for Jalen Hurts.
A rare Richie L.
Yeah, Richie taking two big L's today.
Wow.
L's all morning for John Richie, but fun show today. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay tuned.
Do you work now like a couple more times today?
Talkative Tom is not talking the rest of the day. Stay tuned. Okay. Joe Giglio and Kyle Quinn, they are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.